How China's Tencent uses deals to crowd out tech rivals. By amassing stakes in hundreds of companies, internet giant Tencent Holdings Limited of China has quietly become one of the world's largest and most active technology investors, a calculated strategy that is crowding out rivals and bolstering its profits. The social media and video game company has bought stakes in 277 startups since 2013, and its pace of deal-making accelerated last year, according to data from Dow Jones Venture Source. In 2017 alone, Tencent invested in more than 80 private and public companies, participating in far more deals than its main rival Alibaba Group Holding Limited, which took part in about 40, data from Bernstein Research shows. Tencent over the past year has emerged as one of the world's most valuable tech giants, with a market capitalization of nearly $500 billion after its shares nearly doubled, making the Hong Kong-listed company worth nearly as much as Facebook Inc. and Alibaba. It is best known for its popular Chinese messaging app WeChat. Tencent's investments have been in a wide range of companies, from young startups to firms that have already raised several rounds of funding and some listed technology companies. Tencent hasn't disclosed how much it has spent on such investments, but the value of its stakes in public companies topped $33 billion at the end of last year. Tencent's incessant deal-making, however, has also drawn criticism from some market participants who believe it is helping to inflate valuations of companies that aren't making money. Shares of some Tencent-backed companies that went public to much initial fanfare have slumped in recent months after investors turned skeptical of the company's profit-generating prospects. In 2017, almost a quarter of Tencent's $11.1 billion net income came from valuation gains in companies it has stakes in that went public, such as Chinese insurer Zhongan Online P&C Insurance Co. Limited and search browser Sago Inc. A year ago, Tencent's stakes in listed companies made up a 7% share of its profits, and the recent gains from investments have helped cushion the impact of slowing revenue growth in its main businesses. Tencent is increasingly acting like the soft bank of China, said Bernstein analyst Bhavtosh Vajpayee, referring to Japan's Soft Bank Group Corp. A software distributor and telecommunications firm that morphed into the world's largest technology investor. Mr. Vajpayee estimates Tencent has spent at least $25 billion buying stakes in companies in recent years. In funding rounds for private companies, Tencent has often been the lead investor, putting in more money than other participants. Tencent's investment priorities include growing its gaming and music businesses, expanding the use of its WeChat messaging platform and payments service, and growing in artificial intelligence, said people familiar with the company. Tencent has said it is focused on investments in companies with leading technologies, research, as well as top players in high-growth markets where we can share our experience and contribute to building the internet ecosystems. Most of Tencent's investments have been funded from its cash hoard. The company had 24 billion yuan, $3.8 billion, in free cash flow last year, according to its annual report. Many of the moves reflect Tencent's desire to build market share in China's highly competitive internet and consumer sector and have helped to lock out rival Alibaba from taking stakes in those businesses, according to people close to the company. Investing in internet startups, for example, can help get customers of those companies onto Tencent's growing WeChat mobile payments platform, which competes directly with Alipay, a larger payments network run by an affiliate of Alibaba. In many transactions, startups that accept cash from Tencent have to agree in deal documents not to take money from or enter into strategic partnerships with Tencent's rivals such as Alibaba, according to people close to the deals. Some deal agreements have clauses stipulating that companies have to seek approval from Tencent before accepting funds from other strategic investors, say people who have reviewed the documents. Alibaba imposes similar funding restrictions on companies it invests in, they said. Alibaba prefers to take larger and sometimes controlling stakes in companies it invests in, which could give founders less flexibility, market participants say.